This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Length reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome in. Time for KER Politics, and I also want to wish you all a very, very Merry Christmas at that particular time. Those of you who happen to be my Jewish brothers and sisters, I hope you had a great Hanukkah season, and I truly mean that. Otherwise, I wouldn't say it. Having said that, I have a very interesting gentleman on the line with me right now. His name is James Rosen. James is behind a book that is going into its second publication just right after the first of the year. It's a book called High Hand. Here's what his publicist had to say about it. A billionaire businessman with secret ties to Russia becomes a Republican presidential candidate. Does this sound familiar? Years before the rise of Donald Trump, Curtis James, James Ellenberger, and my friend James Rosen may have predicted the crazy political landscape as we have recently experienced and are experiencing. This is a fascinating book. The reality between this particular book and what's going on in our society today from a political standpoint is absolutely eerie. Mr. Rosen, tell us about the book, if you would.
Well, we started writing it several years before Donald Trump gave any indication he was going to run for president or even considering running for president. I covered Trump a bit personally in the 90s. I worked for the New York Daily News. I met Ivanka. So I have some background with him. And when I covered him then, he was certainly flamboyant. He was outspoken. He was brash. But I would say he was not as flamboyant or outspoken or as brash as he is now.
Right.
And I certainly, when I covered him back then, I would never have imagined he would run for president. And I certainly would never have thought he had any chance of becoming president. But he got lucky. I mean, he hit it at just exactly the right time. He ran against just exactly the right candidate. And then we got lucky. We came up with this novel, a very, sophisticated, somewhat complex international spy thriller. It's not a Tom Clancy book that you can, Tom Clancy, I'd love to make his money, but his books are, his plot lines are fairly straightforward and fairly simple. Ours is more complex, but, we had the idea of a billionaire Republican businessman. Our businessman made his money in Silicon Valley, but he's conservative, and he gets wooed to go into politics. He becomes a United States senator from California, and then he runs for president, becomes the Republican nominee. And he's kind of a golden boy. He's a rising star. He's a good-looking guy. Everybody likes him. But he has secret ties to the Kremlin and to Russia, to Russian oil. There's a lot about his background that people don't know, and it comes out during the course of the book. His background comes out during the course of the book, and I don't want to give too much away, but there are eerie parallels to President Trump. Like Trump, Stuart Roberts, our character, is a billionaire. Like Trump, he's a Republican. Like Trump, he runs for president. Like Trump, he has secret ties to Russia. We have other things that we kind of predicted. We have a good bit about encrypted emails and stolen emails. Again, we had no way of knowing what would happen with Hillary's emails, but we did know that email security and online security is an increasing problem in our society.
Yes, it is.
So, we got lucky.
Well, I think you're more than lucky now. You and I were talking off mic, and you have been a journalist for quite some time now, and you actually have done numerous assignments, you were telling me, in Russia. I have a question for you about journalism. Your publicist made the comment or asked the question why the free exercise of investigative journalism is essential to the protection of American democracy as we know it. James, I agree with you 100%. I guess the question that I have right now, being on the outside looking in,
right,
is the investigative journalism that we're seeing in our country right now, is it pure journalism, or is it journalism that's slanted to obtain the largest audience possible? I mean, there's a hell of a difference between what Fox News is saying
right.
and CNN is saying.
Right.
I mean, who's right?
Well, with all due respect, neither Fox News nor CNN are known for their investigative journalism. They do sometimes do some longer takeouts. They do some investigative work, but that's not their bread and butter. I mean, their bread and butter is to grab viewers and have sexy headlines and lead-ins to show. That's what cable TV is about. And, they've both been that way for years.
Mm-hmm.
Their formula is to have people kind of shouting at each other on here. And, there's a place for that. I've lived around the world and, as annoying as it is, our political discourse is kind of tame compared to the political discourse in a lot of other countries in the world, right? And so I don't get quite as exercised about it as others. But what I do get exercised about, and I'm obviously defensive about this, is, journalists are, when Gallup does its annual poll of which professions, which fields, which vocations are most respected, nurses are always at the top. Doctors are next, right? The lawyers and politicians and journalists are always bringing up the rear. We're at the bottom, right? And I don't want to talk about lawyers and politicians, but I think that's unfair to journalists. I really do, because I think that Americans take for granted how much of what they know, not only about their government, but about their society, about their culture, about everything, about their lives, comes from journalism. And I think many Americans don't understand what this country would be like without a free press. I really don't think they do. I think they take it for granted. And one of my heroes, I was an American history major at Berkeley
uh-huh.
a long time ago. And one of my heroes, like many people, was Thomas Jefferson.
Sure.
And one of the things I admired about Jefferson was, you talk about a partisan press. When Jefferson was president, the press was far more partisan than it is now, far more partisan. And basically, the major newspapers, and that's all, of course, they had then, but the major newspapers were tied to each of the major political parties, and they were completely partisan. And so Jefferson's political opponents controlled major newspapers in big cities, and they just published outright lies about him and screeds that were just made up stuff. And Jefferson, of course, hated it. He got very angry. His supporters got angry. But despite that, Jefferson always maintained very strongly that a free press was essential to American democracy. And he sometimes said that it was the most essential thing, institution, and that without it, American democracy would not last. And his belief in a free press was so strong that at one of my alma maters, the Columbia University Graduate School of Journalism, it was founded by Mr. Pulitzer, but the bronze statue outside the school is not of Pulitzer, it's of Thomas Jefferson.
That's really interesting.
This is a long way of saying that I wish, and I know I'm going to sound defensive, but I have lived in countries, I lived in Russia, I've lived in Mexico, I've lived in countries, traveled in countries where there was not a free press.
A free press is essential, as is an accurate press. James Rosen, always a pleasure, sir. Pick up a copy of James' book. You can get it simply by going to our website.
for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in segment two, not segment two, what am I talking about? This is hour two, segment six, talking with Timmy Howe right now. My buddy Tim was on the show last week, did a great job about what he and I were discussing politically. We're calling this segment The Boys in the Bar, just an informal discussion from a couple of guys about what's going on in our country today. doing a remote in the sense that Timmy is down in Florida right now taking care of his folks who are doing well. Big Al's up in the Pacific Northwest looking out at blue sky and snow on the rooftops. Tim, I got to tell you, I am very, very happy about the tax cut that was just passed here yesterday before Trump went on his vacation. I think it's going to do wonders for the country. What are your thoughts about that?
Al, I couldn't be happier. I think finally that the government is definitely headed in the right direction, especially coming off the stifling years under Barack Obama. You know, this is going to be a real shot in the arm, and we're going to see definite huge benefits from it.
Well, from what I've read today, and I have spent a fair amount of time reading about this deal from, you know, throughout the Wall Street Journal and other publications, and the progressives are very, very anti this tax bill, but I don't think they're being realistic, and I think the proof is in the pudding. The reason I think the proof is in the pudding is purely and simply, look at how major corporations have come out and, number one, announced one-time significant bonuses for their employees. Look how major companies like Wells Fargo and others have said our minimum wage is now going up by our own choice of $15 an hour. This is, I think, really going to work. Look at Germany's reaction. Whoops, now the U.S. is very, very competitive with us. And other things I think are really good about this. I think the progressives who are saying this is a terrible situation, Nancy Pelosi came out yesterday and was more vindictive than I had, more negative than I have ever heard her in as long as I've been following politics. The woman is crazy. She is so partisan, and what she is saying, among other progressives, make no economic sense whatsoever, in my opinion.
Oh, I concur. You know, I generally concur 100%. If you think back to when Jimmy Carter was president, it's almost like when Obama was president. We had an economy that sucked.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing's going on. We have Ronald Reagan come in, starts with trickle-down economics, and the country goes nuts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, economically, we did wonderful. Of course, the first thing that the Democrats are going to say is, oh, it's so regressive. It hurts the middle class. The poor people are going to be hurt. A lot of the people they're talking about are the 46% people who don't pay taxes now. It's
right.
Not hurting them. It's no difference. They feel any pain. The middle class, and I think others, are going to definitely see a benefit from this. And if it's not directly in their paychecks, it'll be through their employers investing in their facilities, creating more jobs, and giving people more wages.
Well, I got to tell you, Timmy, I think it's already happened. From what I've read today, scouring the Wall Street Journal and other publications, it really appears to be a very good situation. Something that I also read that I think is interesting is that Trump said in passing regarding the situation, regarding the economic situation in the U.S. right now, now he can go after another one of his major promises, which was improve the infrastructure and thus the employment situation in the United States. Now he said we can go ahead and do that in 2018. So what's Trump accomplished so far? Well, number one, he's got a pretty interesting Supreme Court with his nominee. Number two, he's also got a major tax cut that all economists who I've ever spoken with, aside from just blind progressives, have said this is the greatest thing that's happened since, you know, the mid-80s, actually since the 30s in the United States. It's going to get our country back on track. He's also accomplished numerous situations in the Middle East with a terrorist group, ISIS in particular, and he's also put a muzzle on Kim Jong-un. I mean, that's four major accomplishments that I think are really, really deserving him a huge pat on the back. What's your overall opinion?
Well, I agree with all that, but I can tell you what I'm really excited about is the money being spent on infrastructure.
Yeah.
I don't think the people of the United States understand we got one of the most beautiful highway systems in the world, and if we don't do something about it, we're going to be back to the old Lincoln Highway that the Model Ts grow by.
Yeah.
Our infrastructure is falling apart beneath our feet. And if we don't put money into it now, it's no different than a person has a house. If they don't keep up with regular maintenance, pretty soon it's gone to hell. And it's the same thing with our infrastructure. And it's not just roads and bridges and so forth. It's also our sewer systems, our water lines. I mean, you look around every day in the paper, you can read about a water line break, and this, when it breaks, and not only does that, it messes up the street too. So all this money is going to be,
has been sorely needed. And the best thing is it makes jobs. There's more jobs out there for people who have.
Well, I am on record, as everybody knows, who listens to this show anyway, that I think that Donald Trump is a terrible communicator. And quite frankly, I still have that same opinion. But, you know, maybe there's a method to his madness. When he passed when the current administration passed the tax legislation, the change in the tax legislation, I have to tell you, I got a huge, huge jolt. In the sense that I realize maybe we're back on the right track. I mean, the progressives are very definitely all about welfare systems, all about helping the downtrodden, etc. The only way the downtrodden are going to be helped in our country is if we have a strong economy and we can afford to help them. Any thoughts?
I can't disagree with you. This is something we ought to write this down. These are three things you've stated, and I've had to agree with all. I guess great minds do think alike.
There you go.
I agree with you 100%. And I also agree with you about Trump and his communication. It may be a little unorthodox, and I'm not a big fan of it. You know, I think a lot of us were spoiled by Ronald Reagan as being the great communicator.
Which he was.
But at the end of which he was. But if you look at Trump, I don't agree with his methods and everything, but one thing you can't fault him is everything he's doing, he promised he would do. And that's where he's really shook up Washington.
Well, he really has. I think in every sense of the in every sense of reality, in the international scene, for lack of better terms, a lot of people were angry about the fact that he said the U.S. is going to move its embassy to West Jerusalem. It's exactly as you brought out. It's exactly what he said he was going to do in his campaign, and he's going ahead and doing that also. I think there's also a method behind that madness, and you heard it first here. My guess is he's going to get a coalition of the Palestinian countries, for lack of better terms, and he will put up a U.S. embassy for those folks in East Jerusalem with the Israeli embassy in West Jerusalem. I think that's almost guaranteed. The one thing I want to bring up in passing here is that, or I guess I should say in ending this segment, is Peggy Noonan did say, and I agree with her, the theatrics behind the announcement of passing of the tax bill were really, really, she felt, somewhat unconventional, number one, and perhaps a little bit antagonistic toward the progressives, number two. Timmy, I'm going to order us another round. Thank you so much for taking some time and joining us, my man. We'll have you back next week.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system, and get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clear, healthier, younger looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com, and like me, you'll be glad you did.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Adam Levin is on the line with us right now. Mr. Levin is a cybersecurity expert, among other things. We're going to chat in a couple of segments, this shows, hey, about various aspects of the Internet that are very, very important. It's crucial that all listeners understand exactly what's going on with net neutrality and a lot of the factors dealing with cybersecurity. Mr. Levin, let's talk first about net neutrality. Give us a bit of a definition, if you would, and then some opinions.
The whole basis of net neutrality is that every company, every organization, every individual should have the right to not only access the net and have the very best quality and have the very best speed possible that they can get, and that every company or organization has the opportunity to have access to the Internet on a fair and equal basis for research, for expression of opinion, for conducting commercial enterprise. And that was a set of rules that were passed that were going into effect from the FCC, and that basically Congress has decided that wasn't such a great idea. Pressure was put on the FCC. The new head of the FCC, interestingly enough, is a former attorney for a rather large communications organization. He's always been against the concept of it, and the theory is that we can have different access points to the Internet, and those access points we can charge for. We can charge more for one speed and, less or more for another. And let's say we don't like certain kinds of content. We aren't going to necessarily ban or to get rid of it, Well, we might find ways of blocking it by charging a certain amount more money in order for people to get access to that information. So it's really about, it's supposed to be a free and open freeway for exchange of ideas and commercial activity, as well as any sort of military activity if necessary. And now, all of a sudden, the ability to get that kind of access is in question, because you're going to see all sorts of bundled products and things where the ISPs and they're going to figure out ways to charge more money. And it could well be deleterious to an awful lot of people.
Well, you know, I guess the question I would have about charging more money, about the general concept of net neutrality is, you know, you look at the Constitution. I happen to really be a real constitutionalist. I believe in everything the Constitution says, for lack of better terms, within reason. When I say within reason, you have to understand that society is much different today than it was back then. But the fact of the matter is, freedom of speech, access to free speech, is very clearly stated in the Constitution. And it strikes me that when you get involved with censoring free speech, as appears to be happening right now to an extent, or could very possibly happen on the internet, that's unconstitutional, in my opinion.
I would not disagree with you at all. And it's just, I think that this is yet another, under the guise of, if it looks, smells, sounds, or in some way tastes like regulation, let's get rid of it. Let's get rid of it. Even if at the end of the day, there was a certain modicum of regulation required in order to guarantee free and open access.
Mm-hmm. Now let's assume that I'm playing the devil's advocate here. Okay, ISPs are going to say, you know what, capitalism is what it's all about. It's all about profit, et cetera, et cetera. It's tough for us to make a profit right now under the current system, and so we're going to change the current system. How would you argue against that?
Well, my argument would be, you guys are doing just fine under the current system. So, yeah, I mean, everybody can argue, I'm not making a dime. Just like when I was head of New Jersey Consumer Affairs for a number of years, I remember that any time that I would introduce any law or regulation, the pushback I would get from certain segments of the business community was, this is the worst thing we have ever heard. This is the beginning of the end. This will destroy business as we know it. And I put through about 45 laws and regulations when I was there, all designed for consumer disclosure and consumer protection. And lo and behold, business thrived.
Mm-hmm.
And I find sometimes that a regulation doesn't necessarily have to be viewed, because it's pro-consumer, as being anti-business. That I think you can do both. You can be protecting legitimate business and protecting consumers. And, the problem with net neutrality is, the purpose of the internet is to not only foster free speech, but also to foster innovation. And unfortunately, when you add a certain commercial element into it, you could be potentially hindering innovation and short-stopping certain ideas, because certain organizations, individuals, and companies flat out can't afford to pay what they need to pay to either get access or get exposure.
You know, the one comment that I would make is, I was self-employed for 35, 40 years. I guess technically I still am. But having said that, and I know you must have been self-employed during a certain period of your life, or at least had a position that you couldn't maintain unless you were damn good at what you were doing. But I found that the best way that capitalism works is, if an entrepreneur like an Al Corlin or an Adam Levin is trying to do business with somebody, it has to be a win-win situation. If it's a win-win situation, I can guarantee you that there is a team effort on both the part of the buyer and the seller. In my case, on the part of myself being a service provider, or the person who needed to use my service. Without that, it just doesn't work. It becomes competitive. It becomes for lack of better terms, I would have to say, just going back to the word competitive, in an unruly manner. And you don't have a situation that's win-win. And when that's the case, it all breaks down. And I guess that's probably the best way that I could put that. You have any comments on that? We've got about 2 minutes left here, a minute and a half or so left here, when we're going to talk about net neutrality, and then we get into the subject of cybersecurity, which I have a lot of questions for you on that one. So if you were to guess where this thing is going to go in terms of net neutrality, how do you think it's going to play out, Adam?
Well, I think that initially people's worst fears may not be realized, because the ISPs are going to be a little cautious with the way they do what they do. Mm-hmm. But over time, I think that people's fears will be realized, and they will find ways of bundling things and charging for things and putting people in a situation where if you want what you want, you got to get a lot of stuff that you don't want. And it's going to cost extra money, and I think that it's going to put a burden on startups and innovators who are trying to do things that may not necessarily have money or have the access to the money they need. So I think it's going to be a problem.
Well, I think, you know, and the way they're trying to solve the problem right now, and something that really bugs me a lot, I have to say, you know, I go on a lot of sites right now, a lot of news sites, obviously being the radio guy that I am and the news junkie that I am, and it's gotten to the point where it's really difficult to read a thorough story right now without paying extra nuts. And the advertising, the pop-ups, etc., have really gotten to be a very, very difficult thing for me to deal with personally. But that's just my opinion on that. And I would have to say that with success, and the ISPs certainly have had success, comes responsibility. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. Mr. Levin and I are going to be right back talking about cybersecurity.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's C-L-E-A-R 55 to 350350.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma, your path to wellness begins here.
Hey, welcome back. Continuing my conversation with Adam Levin. Very, very interesting man. We were talking about net neutrality, something that everybody needs to be aware of, getting a lot of press at this moment in time. I would have to say look into this subject very thoroughly because it could affect your life in a very detrimental way if it plays out the way a lot of people would like to see it play out. Mr. Levin, what I want to talk about right now is something that's very, very important, and that is cybersecurity. The question that Big Al has in his mind is when you talk about cybersecurity, is total security on the Internet even possible today?
No. Well, the one-word answer, no.
Right.
And the reality is this. And we certainly see it. We see it in what all the issues coming out about hacking relative to the election. And I'm talking about whether it has to do with fake news, fake views or whatever. Also about the fact that part of what we do, the company that I have, is election security.
Mm-hmm.
And we know for sure that the Russians were in over 20 states. Now, we do not believe that they changed any result anywhere. A lot of people felt that this was more of a probe to figure out how secure our defenses were in terms of our election systems, and that they were kind of saving that one for a later day.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't matter where you look. Government, business, consumers, each and every one of us is exposed. Each and every one of us has had some form of compromise. Many of us don't realize we've been compromised. But if you want to put this in context, in 2015, in just four breaches here in the U.S., Anthem, Premier, Excellus, and the United States Office of Personnel Management, over 120 million Social Security numbers were exposed. Then, of course, this year we had the Equifax breach, which exposed 145 million Social Security numbers.
Right.
No doubt, overlap. In 2016, over 4.6 billion, that's B, billion, records containing personal information were exposed to people who had no authority to have access to those records. That in the U.S., over 15.4 million people were victims of some form of identity theft that we know about. In 2016, the number is without question higher. We know that as of mid-year 2017, there were 750 or so breaches that occurred that were reported in the U.S. And we estimated us and the Identity and Resource Center estimated that by year end, which is any minute, over 1,500 breaches will have occurred in the United States. And there's an enormous amount of collateral damage when these breaches occur, and the collateral damage is us. Not only businesses are exposed, but consumers are horribly exposed to people who may be state-sponsored hackers, for-profit hackers, cause hackers, like when people hacked into Ashley Madison because they were upset with the site's morality.
Mm-hmm.
And then the, as our president lovingly refers to, the 400-pound hacker on his mother's bed in the basement in New Jersey.
Yeah.
So, and it doesn't matter how you ended up as a target of these hackers, you are, and they're going to get you. And it's just a question of time how they're going to get you, and there's a very simple reason why. We all have day jobs. We have families, we have lives, we have schedules, we have things we have to do, we have people we work for, companies we run, companies we own. To a hacker, we are their day job.
Yep. Boy, isn't that the truth? You know, we've had personal experiences. I'm not going to bore the listeners with my experiences, but my youngest daughter, real quick, got nailed for $5,000 in her bank account, and it took the bank literally 2 or 3 weeks to rectify the situation. And let me tell you, for my little girl, $4,000 or $5,000 is real serious dollars. So obviously, mom and dad had to step in there. But having said that, I agree with your point about nothing is absolutely secure on the internet. Now, I want to ask you another question. When you talk about ISPs, the deal with Hillary Clinton having her a private ISP as opposed to using the government, how big a deal was that?
Oh, I think it was a big deal. I think it was a really, really and stupid move. Mm-hmm. I just, as a cybersecurity person, it's like, it's a head thumper. You don't do stuff like that when you're Secretary of State of the United States. You shouldn't be. No one who has a government position should be basically having a private server where they run anything that relates to the government through it. Period. And even, let's assume for the moment, because it was a server that was arguably set up for the former president of the United States, and that it was being closely guarded.
Yeah.
Truth of the matter is, there is nothing that is ultimately hack-proof. Nothing. That's the problem. And therefore, in order to navigate this world, you have to think like a criminal.
Yeah.
And you have to understand that when a criminal looks at a situation, they say to themselves, at some moment in history, someone is going to do something stupid associated with this server. They're going to click on the wrong link. There's going to be a vulnerability that's discovered where a patch is issued, but they're going to forget to apply the patch. I give you Equifax.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be fished like mad. And as a result, somewhere along the way, someone's going to make a mistake. Someone's going to get in. And is this information that you would literally just want to curl up in a ball and hide in a hole if you ever thought that anyone got access to this information, because it would be a violation of your fiduciary responsibility, whatever you think your fiduciary responsibility is, to whomever you think you owe it.
Well, let me ask you this. I mean, taking it one step farther, for lack of better terms, let's talk a little bit about, you know, Watergate was kid stuff compared to what's going on today. There's no question about that. And, I mean, Woodward and Bernstein did a hell of a job in their book, you know, and it was pretty black and white. That situation was pretty black and white. But you have to ask yourself, the situation right now, when you talk about hacking into various devices at the government level, at the very highest level, that's something that really needs to be solved. And I quite frankly, am not sure how to solve that, Adam. I'm really not. Now, we're down here to about a minute and a half. Is there any way to solve that? From what I understand you to say, and from what I think, I don't think there really is to have an absolute solution. Is there?
There's really no absolute solution. As we continue to evolve, excuse me, as we continue to evolve, we are finding ways to more accurately authenticate the identity of an individual. But then again, every time we think we've figured something out, the bad guys figure a workaround. And government's going to really have to get a lot sharper. Now, the Obama administration was one of the most aggressive when it came to, you know, doing everything they could to shore up our defenses in the cyber world, and yet it was an unmitigated disaster because there were so many legacy systems they had to deal with. This president has issued just recently a strategic report where he is committing this government to get a lot tougher on all of this. Interestingly enough, it made no reference to elections, but it did make reference to pretty much everything else. But the truth is, it is important for us to secure critical infrastructure, and it is important for us to secure the government. We got to do a better job.
Adam, we're about out of time here. KER Politics is grinding down to a close, as is our show. I had a really good time, ladies and gentlemen, putting the show together this week. Guests like Adam Levin really make our show very definitely worth listening to. Going to be back next week. Mr. Levin has agreed to become our go-to person when it comes to cybersecurity issues. We're going to take him up on that. Also, I'm providing pictures of some of his books that have been published. You might take a look at some of those things. Mr. Levin, always a pleasure, and I certainly appreciate your time, sir.
Thank you so much for inviting me, and have a happy, healthy holiday and a wonderful new year.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.